Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hey, happy May to you. Welcome to your May energetic forecast. Welcome to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I am your host, Amy Brooks, and it is amazing to be here with you today. I hope that this episode finds you well wherever you are in the world. So today we're going to focus on the energy of May. If you are new to this podcast or you are new to the monthly energetic forecast, let me take a moment to let you know what to expect. So we can think about a monthly energetic forecast a little bit like a weather forecast. So if we know that during a certain time period, there's maybe a chance of rain or a thunder shower, then we can best prepare for that weather ahead of time. We know kind of what to expect. So we are picking up on kind of the energetics of a certain month and, you know, the lessons that may come in with that and how to best work with it, essentially. So it is kind of like handing you a map a little bit of like, hey, this is what you can expect and this is how to best deal with it. This is what we can take from it. So obviously each of our situations and experiences may be very different in how we experience the weather, quote unquote. However, the preparation, the awareness helps us to kind of deal with what it is that's coming our way. So that's essentially what we're going to be doing today, is tapping into May 2026 weather forecast. As always, we pull a card from a tarot, from an oracle, and also from the Soul's Journey lesson deck. So that is us tapping into the overall lesson underneath all of it. What is our soul most wanting to learn from these messages, from these experiences? And then I'll take a moment in the moment to connect to an animal messenger, a color, and a number support as well. So here we go. All right. So the tarot card message for the month of May comes by way of the Eight of Cups. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see me holding up the card. If not, we've got the image of a lady. It looks like she's on the beach and she's walking away from the water. She is walking towards, I want to say that is, yep, sunlight. She's walking towards the sun, and it looks like she's left something behind in the water as she walks away from it. So all of this is to say there is an emotional foundation here. There is an emotional currency that runs through the month of May. Now, interestingly enough, the month of May, at least for the first 3 weeks of it, we are in Taurus season, which is a very grounded earth-based energy and sign. And then we move into Gemini at the very end. Oh, sorry. No, I am. Is that correct? Yes. At the very end of May, we move into Gemini season, which is air. So what I'm picking up about this card is that there's kind of like an emotional purging that comes through really specifically in the first 3 months while we stay in Taurus energy. So it is about, it could look very well like a physical purging of some sort. And what I mean by that is, our emotions and like the earth-based energy of Taurus, that tangible thing that wants to make something real, comes together. So our emotions are telling us that there's something that we're doing, there's something that we're holding on to, there's something that we're a part of that we need to release because it is keeping us stuck in some way. It's keeping us in this loop and not able to make something real. Okay? So there's this guidance around release, emotional release, and then as an extra layer to it, as we're emotionally releasing via releasing something tangible as well, right? So sometimes we can think about emotional release and it's just simply in the having a good cry or sweating it out, you know, and that's an emotional release for sure. Having a conversation with somebody that we've been putting off and now we have it and we feel this kind of cathartic energy that comes through of the release of it. That's an example of an emotional release. When we think about that, but we put it in tangible, earth-based ways, then we think about actually following through. Like the release comes from the letting go of the thing or the saying of the thing. So that is what we're encouraged with for the month of May, an emotional release and moving stuck energy. And it wants to be let out for this first time period in May through physical ways. So say for instance, I'm hearing about the body as well. So for some of us, it may be this physical release comes through our body, through the movement of our body, through the way we treat our body. And maybe some of us are on a health journey and doing something different. Maybe we are doing some mental health therapy or whatever it looks like for you. It feels like there's this connection to the body and release as well. So really great time period for movement, for, you know, whatever floats your boat in terms of physical activity and movement, comes in really strong, as well as anything that you want to try differently when it comes to lifestyle, the types of food you eat, any of those kind of things. It feels like it comes with a charged energy that this is the time to do that. I'm hearing very specifically about some people kind of questioning or working out if there's some food sensitivities or food allergies. Feels like the energy wants to support. So if that's you, that sounds like you, and you are somebody that, you know, you're wondering if you're sensitive to a certain thing because you are feeling a certain way. I keep hearing about trial and error, like elimination. And so I feel like this is a really good time period as well to do those types of things, obviously safely. New reality. So it's like stepping into a new reality. So like I said, we just kind of finished Aries energy. Aries is fiery. Aries, like, let's get stuff done. And so I feel like Aries brought us a lot of kind of clarity, mental clarity. Okay, this is what I want to do, right? So when we think about the emotional release, okay, now I'm aware of what it is that's holding me back. And now we're stuck in the emotion of it, the limbo, right? The liminal space of I have more awareness or clarity about what I want to do or what isn't working or what I need to release. However, now I'm stuck in this liminal space and I haven't yet taken action with it. And so that is where Taurus energy comes in a big way and wanting you to take action. It's like putting, they're saying in this case, putting the cart before the horse, you know, like it's time to get stuff begun. This is a month of beginning. So this helps us shift into this new reality. Okay. And I also hear about having patience. This Taurus earth-based energy can be slow sometimes. This is kind of about all, you know, things worth having or worth like the time it takes to have it. Not everything is going to be instant gratification and spontaneous. Earth energy sometimes moves a little bit slower. Speaking as somebody that has a lot of earth-based energy in my own birth chart, you know, like I've learned not to rush and I've learned to trust the timing of things, that I don't have to move at the speed when it comes to making decisions or doing things that maybe somebody that had a lot of fire in their chart would have to do. I'm kind of building something to last, and that takes time, right? So, and this energy is asking you to tap into that more. And this helps you shift into this new reality that I'm hearing. And the shift is like there's three keywords that are going to come in today, and I've written them down. One is shift, one is expansion, and one is enrichment. Okay. So shift, expansion, and enrichment. These feels like your three, if you were to think about, okay, give me a Cool's Note version of what May is all about. That's it. Shifting into expansive energy, which enriches us in a bigger way. And so that's what we're moving towards. Bringing it into reality comes in, right? Making it tangible, making something real, getting something started. We're being asked to move out of the liminal space the in-between of I know, but I haven't yet done. So if we don't take some sort of action towards the things that we now know or we have clarity about, we might feel a little bit stuck, right? We might feel like our back's against the wall or like something's missing or just kind of out of the loop a little bit. This energy is very fast moving, which is interesting. I know I just said that there's a slowness, but the momentum around the getting started is accelerated. The time that it takes to do the thing that you want or to reach a place where something begins to bloom and grow and you're able to see, the fruits of your labor, that might take a little bit more time. However, this energy that wants you to get moving, to plant the seed, is very quick paced, right? So when we resist the flow and the momentum that the energy is giving us, that the universe is giving us, it can make us feel kind of like we're not keeping up in some way. It can make us feel like, like I just feel out of place. It's like a too tight shoe, right? So try to get things started. That's really all you need to do this month is take the clarity of what last month brought you, what your insights are, what you feel like you need to release or where you need to move forward, and take one tiny step towards it. That's all that's needed this month. I wrote down the self-love club. That's what I was hearing. This is a great month for anything self-love. And even when we think about making decisions, stepping out of the liminal space, that is an act of self-love because being in that liminal space, in that limbo, can feel very uncomfortable. And just like making a decision for yourself that is in your highest and best good is an act of self-love is what I'm hearing as well. Anything body-based, anything, any way you can be kind to yourself this month is a double thumbs up is what I'm hearing. So that's what we got from the Eight of Cups. And we're going to move into the Oracle message, which comes from this lovely card, card number 25. It is Birds of a Feather. And it is a lovely message about community and about belonging. So remember I talked about those three kind of buzzwords that move us through the month of May. Shifting came from the Eight of Cups. And the buzzword that comes from this message, Birds of a Feather, is about expansion. So Birds of a Feather is about finding your tribe type energy. It's about community. It's about support. It's about being with like-minded people. Okay. But it's also about feeling like you belong to self. And that's where the self-love club comes in as well. So it's not just about finding your tribe and fitting in that way and having a sense of belonging with other people, although that is a big piece of this message. It's also about feeling that within yourself, right? And I feel like that's coming back to what we just spoke about with this, when you're in limbo, when you know what you have to do, but you haven't done it yet, it almost feels like you're letting yourself down a little bit. And hey, like no judgment here because I'm the queen of procrastination a lot of the time. My Libra moon has made me, in the past at least, feel quite indecisive because I was able to like pick up on so many different outcomes that almost paralyzed me in choice. So I get it. So there's no judgments here. However, you can see the truth in that statement that when you're stuck, you know, you kind of are holding yourself back. You're not actually doing what is best for you. It's kind of a like, just make a decision, just make a movement kind of energy. Very loving. But this will help you feel like you belong to self more, right? Because if you are resisting releasing something that you need to, and if you're stuck in this limbo, then how are you going to feel that sense of connection to self, you know? Because something that my spirit guides and my higher self have taught me over the years is that when you deny yourself an experience or when you hold yourself back from something because you're stuck in limbo because of your fear, It's self-sabotaging yourself. You are self-sabotaging yourself from having an experience now, from welcoming something new now, from releasing something that isn't serving you now. You are stuck. It's an act of self-sabotage. And when you say yes, but inside you know it is a no, that is self-sabotage. And so that's going to make you feel like a square peg in a round hole within your own self. So of course it's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to feel almost separate from yourself in a way. So the way this comes through is so loving, but it's saying, hey, you want to feel that connection. You want to belong. And it's not just with other people in a community. It's within yourself. Okay. So make a decision, make a move. Do it. Be brave. Be brave. Don't be afraid. Anything that's coming to you this month, anything that you know needs to be done, anything that keeps repeating over and over and over again, it's time to get off the merry-go-round. And it's time to be the authority in your own life. That's what Taurus season wants to give you. This leads to expansiveness. Of course it does. Because if we get off this limbo and we move into something new and we shift into a new reality, of course we would expand. A new opportunity would be able to come to us because we are ready for it, because we've opened our arms to our hands, our arms. No, our arms is right. We've opened up to the situation. So some keywords I wrote down is, it's a month of sharing. Okay, so great month. Just to share something, whatever it is that you've got, what is the thing that makes you feel the best? What is that special thing that you can do? What is it that you can bring? Is it that you love to bake and you're pretty good at it? Is it that you're a really good listener? Is it that you allow other people to kind of get out of their own heads and have some fun? Are you that person in your group? Whatever it is that you bring to the table, it's time to share your gifts with others this month. So great month to get together, great month to sign up for new activities, great month to connect and be in community. And if you're not doing any of those things, great month to seek out a community of like-minded souls by signing up for or putting yourself in a situation where you are able to kind of follow a curiosity or a skill or ability of yours, an interest. This allows for more belonging, both with others in community, but also within yourself, because you're saying yes to yourself. I wrote down that, you know, kind of being in the right place at right time comes in this month as well. So there's a lot around divine timing and allowing things to happen and trying not to fight the current. Right? Like fighting the current of what is that is out of your control. What can you do? You don't have control. How can you make, you know, how can you make lemonade out of a lemon? I'm thinking about an experience I just had very recently, which I talked about in last week's episode, but it was about how we didn't have any home internet for 6 days. Because I don't know, something wrong with the connection or something like that. And it was a big rigmarole in order to get it fixed and have a service technician come in and fix it and all that stuff. But in those 6 days, the biggest thing that I was feeling the most stress about around that was around letting clients down, because I obviously wasn't able to work because I work virtually. I wasn't able to do anything, you know, around podcasting or working with clients or any of that. And so I had to put that on hold, which did cause a little bit of internal stress because I'm like, oh no, you know, the catastrophizing kind of thinking of, oh no, I'm going to annoy people. They're going to be upset at me. I don't want to upset anybody. Now they're going to have to wait even longer. And that's something that, you know, I feel within me. Any small business owner is going to feel that kind of sense of stress. But then I thought to myself, well, this really is out of my hands. Like I really can't do anything about this. So how can I make lemonade out of this lemon. And, you know, we actually had a wonderful week as a family and as an individual. I had a wonderful week. I got to do a lot of fun things that I had time for because I wasn't working. And because we weren't, you know, watching Netflix in the evenings, we weren't like doom scrolling on our phones, my family and I. So there was more outdoor time. There was more movie time. I read 3 books. I got to paint my office, which I'd been putting off forever. And it's like I was just afforded this luxury of this free time to do something. And so I, rather than getting annoyed, I was annoyed from time to time, but rather than internalizing it all and going, you know, this is what it is. I can't really control this. I tried to make something good out of the time. And that allowed me to navigate the week in a much different energy than if I had resisted it and been super, super angry about it all week, right? So use that as an example, if you will, of what this energy is really trying to teach us as well. Lastly, from the cards, there is a message from the Soul's Journey lesson card. So I pull one of these cards to say, or with the intention, what are those other cards? What is the purpose of it? Like, what is the purpose of the releasing and the getting out of the liminal limbo space and the grounded energy and doing something? And, you know, what is the message of birds of the feather? Like, what is all that trying to tell me or to push me towards? What is my soul getting from that? And what comes up is very fittingly the service card. And it says, I feel good when I can help others. So this month, the experiences, both good, bad, and neutral, are teaching us to be more of in service, to be, and I can see that based on the messages that have come through, that makes a lot of sense, to be of service to ourselves with the Eight of Cups, to be of service to others by sharing, to be in a like-minded community with the Birds of a Feather card. This is about showing up for others and for yourself. I'm being given the example of how, you know, like birthdays and Christmas and things like that, how good it feels to give. It's something I learned to recognize more and more and more the older I get. The joy in giving someone something, right? And just the experience of that is even more than the joy of receiving something. And so that is what this month is also trying to teach us. So some key words are supporting others, which fits with the message from Birds of a Feather. Heart space. This is about heart chakra energy, heart space energy. Interestingly enough, a little tie-in, why I painted my office green. If you're on YouTube, you can see that my office is now green. It used to be gray. And I put some new artwork on the walls that are very special to me. Anyways, I picked the color green because, number one, green is my favorite color. So, you know, that makes sense. But the biggest reason was because it represents the heart chakra. And I use a whole lot of that in the work that I do as a medium and an intuitive guide and mentor. And it also feels like it represents growth and abundance and all of that. And so that is why I leaned in on the gray, in the green rather. And we know from these energetic forecasts, when I channel a color for each month, that colors do hold different frequencies and have different kind of meanings and symbolism as well. And that colors will support us with the intention that we have, right? So it's why you see a lot of hospitals that have blue walls or blue, you know, tiling. It's about calm and serenity and bringing forward a feeling of peacefulness, right? And so we can use color in our lives to support us in that way as well. So that is why I brought in the green in my office. And that is connected this month with the heart space, the message of being in service to others. And lastly, there was a message about enrichment and how when we give, it enriches us. It enriches our lives. So that is a nice, beautiful tie-in for those three messages. Now I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to see which animal messenger we have, and then I'll move into color, and then I'll move into number before we end today. Okay. I'm just going to close my eyes and see. Oh, it was 2323. So I already feel like that's going to be a special number for us this month. I happened to look down at how long this had been recording at that moment, and it was 23 minutes and 23 seconds at that time on the recording clock. So 2323, we've got some beautiful messages there. Okay, so let's see what comes in for our animal. Okay, so I am seeing a crane. Interesting. I don't know if I've connected with a crane before in a monthly energetic forecast, but I'm seeing a crane. So a crane is both an animal, or sorry, not an animal. A crane is both a water-based animal as well as air and also land, right? So we've got the water, which is the cups, and then we've got air, which is the connection to when we move into Gemini season at the end of this month, which I briefly touched on. And then we've got the earth, which is the Taurus that we've talked about as well. So we've got this kind of trinity of elements coming through: the water, the air, and the earth with the crane. Okay. So yeah, I'm feeling the blending of these three energies together. So we did already blend in the previous guidance. We blended the energy of earth and making something tangible with the emotions, right? So the crane, I pick up on right away, the crane is kind of saying, let's talk about air then, because we've talked about how to take our emotions and create something grounded with them, to make something real with our emotions, right? How to combine those two elements. And because the crane represents this trinity, let's focus on air is what I'm hearing. So, okay, so let's hear about this. So the crane wants to help us with, that's interesting. So I see the crane kind of standing in the water, like on the sand, on the part of the sand that is like not covered under ocean. And, you know, the kind that when you walk, you can see your footprints in, and I'm seeing footprints in the sand, but I'm also seeing, like almost this, feeling of someone almost sinking in the sand a little bit. And so the crane brings through this message of, it feels like you might be walking on sand or quicksand, or that you feel like you're sinking a little bit, like you're stuck a little bit. And so the guidance that comes through from the crane is to air it out, to air it out. I keep hearing. So, oh, I got goosebumps when I said that. Air it out has to do with saying what you need to say, to expressing what you need to say. Okay. So some of the emotions that we talked about and the release and the clarity that we had come in last month for Aries season of like, oh, I know what I need to do. Oh, I know what I've not been allowing myself to do. Some of it, yes, wants to be released and worked through emotionally, but also tangibly. And some of it, for some of us, it's going to be there more focused on, what am I not saying? What am I not releasing in it verbally? Or, you know, I keep hearing about heart to heart, heart to heart, heart to heart. Yes. Okay. Heart chakra. Let's see what else wants to come in there. There's some things we're not saying is what I hear. And there's some relationship patterns that feels like there's, again, that like merry-go-round reference comes in that I spoke about earlier. It's like we're on a merry-go-round, some of our relationships, romantically or within the family or friendships, right? It's like we're on this merry-go-round and we keep doing the same thing and we keep doing the same song and dance. There are things that aren't working for us. We are being encouraged to be brave enough to express them. Brave enough to express them is what I hear from the crane. And also there's a resiliency that comes through with this message as well. Like you have this trinity, these elements that work together to support you. You are very emotionally resilient. You are resilient in all ways. The crane wants you to move that energy through what you need to say, what you need to do. So, okay. I keep hearing like it's time to get off the merry-go-round. It's time to get off the merry-go-round. Don't bite your tongue this month. Try not to bite your tongue. I keep hearing, like, don't worry about saying the wrong thing. Or it's what you should be more worried about is not saying anything at all, right? So it feels like there's a pattern in some way here of sweeping something under the rug or being a peacemaker and going, yeah, it's fine, but it's not fine. It's not fine. So please share your voice, share your voice, share your thoughts, get it out. If you're not ready to, you know, have a heart to heart with someone or to talk to someone or tell them how you're feeling, it could be a good idea to write it down. And that can be it. At least now I hear. So if you're not ready to have that conversation, then write it down for yourself and release that in some way. Okay. Thank you, Crane. Let's see what we've got for a color. Okay. I see silver. Silver. So silver, they're talking again about resilience, resilience. So this is a month where we are kind of acting upon our resilience. It's like we know that we're resilient because of the experiences we've had as of lately. The last 4 months have made us very resilient or has allowed us to see our resiliency in real time. And so this is a month about knowing that you're resilient. And when you know that you're resilient, when you know that, yeah, I could fall, but I'm still going to try to fly. I'm still going to attempt it, even if I fall, because I'm resilient, because I know that I can pick myself up and try again. That is really the energy that comes through with silver. So it's kind of like getting out of your own way, not worrying so much about failure, viewing failure, if we're going to use the word failure, quote unquote, to think of it more in the way of like failure to act, failure to proceed, failure to grow, failure to evolve. That would be more of the failure we should be worried about than trying something courageously and it not working out. That's not something we need to worry about, because we can always make lemonade out of a lemon, right? Or we never know how one experience, we never know the real reason behind an experience until hindsight comes, right? So say we try the thing and then it's like, oh, it didn't work out quite how I projected it was going to happen. However, it connected me with this person or connected me with this experience, or it taught me this. What if that was the whole point anyways? And you were never meant to proceed as you predicted. It was always meant to be this. So think about that as well. And that's what the color silver wants to bring in. If you want to wear silver on your person, you can do so. But really, it's just the energy of silver working with you. And that those messages make a lot of sense, given that when I think of silver, I also think of alchemy and spiritual alchemy, kind of in a very layman's terms, you know, is kind of like making lemonade out of a lemon, right? Like taking something, extracting something you can from a situation that maybe isn't great or didn't work out the way that you wanted it to. Okay. And now let's see what we've got for a number. And as I say that, I do see the 2323. So I feel like that was always meant to happen there. Okay, so 2323. So are we talking, does it have to be the four numbers or is just 23? So they're saying any variation of 23. Okay, 23 is the real ticker here. Okay, 23. Let's see. So some of us, May 23rd is going to be something special. So there may be some listeners with a birthday or an anniversary, or, you know, a special connection, a special event happening on May 23rd. I feel like they're telling me that May 23rd is on a Saturday. So I'll have to double check that later, but I feel like that's what I'm hearing. May 23rd. Okay. Okay. And they're also showing me how, like, you know, we've all heard like 2 + 2 = 4. We know that, right? But the real thing about that is having equal, like something is equal. A 2 and a 2 = 4. When we've got a 2 and a 3, there's almost a sense of like maybe something not being even or equal. And they're actually showing me like scales as well when they say this. So picture like a scale that has, I don't know, like three dominoes on one side and two on the other. It's going to be slightly imbalanced, right? So what I'm hearing about this, and now they're showing me almost like a skeleton, right? Like our, like a human skeleton, and how we're not, if we probably went to a chiropractor or something, they'd be like, oh, you know, you're a little bit like tilted a little bit more than this. Your spine is not super aligned. They're kind of talking about the weight that we carry, the emotional weight that we carry. And like this unbalance, this 23 number is about finding like balance in the imbalance. So it's about carefully discerning and weighing your options. It's about making decisions. It's about release. It's about something not being even. Something is uneven in your life. You are giving more than you receive. You are taking like more than you're giving. You are, you know, fill in the blank here. There's something uneven. And I can see how all of these messages is saying that there's an unevenness, and this month is about the shifting and release and expansion and enrichment so that we can feel more balanced and whole as human beings. So if you, and when you, I should say, catch a glimpse of those numbers together, please know it's signifying like you are on the right track to finding balance. So if you see that on, you know, soon after you make a decision or you have a thought and you're like, I wonder if that's it, then you see that, really think and contemplate and think about how that would bring more balance into your life. And it's probably saying that, yeah, you should do that. So that's what I've got for you for the month of May. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see you back here again real soon. Take good care. If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.